Chapter 12. Allison, September 11, 2005. It might start with the Palm Beach Daily News, which usually covers charity balls, equestrian events, and gallery openings. Reporters there would kill to sink their teeth into something so juicy. On top of that, Chief Writer knows, Palm Beach is full of freelance paparazzi and seasoned, semi-retired journalists. They'd kill for the story, too. For them, it'd be a real-life body heat. Over at WPTV, the local NBC affiliate, the phone rings one day. It's a tip from a kid, sounding nervous. Something about girls from a local high school. "There's a prostitution ring out in Palm Beach," says the boy. The tip gets brought up in a mid-morning meeting at which the producers divvy up ideas among the various reporters and newscasts. "Where, exactly?" a producer asks. "He didn't say exactly," an intern replies. "He said that a very rich man was involved." "Who?" "Didn't say."
"Did he leave a callback number?"
"No. The kid sounded really young, 14, 15 years old." The producer thinks for a moment, makes a few scratches in his dog-eared notepad. "Okay," he says. "I'm not sure what we can do with that for the moment." At some point, some enterprising journalist will put enough pieces together to get a sense of the picture. Sooner or later, someone will talk. Maybe a parent. Maybe a cop's girlfriend gets giddy at lunch. The girlfriend's girlfriend mentions it to her husband, who says something to a golfing buddy in turn. Maybe the golfing buddy knows a reporter. Or maybe some lawyer goes off the res, blitzed off those martinis they serve at the Palm Beach Grill. Sooner or later, there's always talk. At that point, Chief Writer's job will get much, much harder. With Epstein on one side, the press on the other, and the chief taking flack from all sides. But right now, 2 months into Writer's investigation, the press is still speaking in whispers. Right now, Writer wants to keep it that way. And in the meantime, new pieces of the puzzle keep falling into place. On September